that are happening in Sydney this week. Today is especially special because we are launching Carve Live, and I'm joined live in the studio by Gabagool, who has just released his EP Aperitif, a house music album under the label Delicate Essence. Gabagool will be spinning tracks over the hour, and we'll chat to him about his performance later on. Before we start the show, I would like to acknowledge the Gadigal people, who are the traditional custodians of this land from where we are broadcasting. I would also like to pay respects to the elders past, present and emerging of the Eora Nation. Sovereignty was never ceded. So, what's happening in Sydney this week? You may have seen Carriage Works has recently reopened with a group exhibition called No Show. Maybe you're planning to check it out today after grabbing a snack at the Everleigh Markets. That sounds like a dreamy Saturday morning to me in the rain. We'll be chatting to Anna Hanley, who curated the exhibition, a little later on. If you're after comedy and theatre, this Friday the 5th of March, you can catch the encore performance of Seeking Representation by Natalie Caro at Giant Dwarf. We caught up with a very funny Natalie to get to the bottom of just why she's not yet landed a manager. First up, though, here are some live tunes by our in-house performer, Gabagool.
Thank you.
You're listening to Carve on 2SER. That last track was by Carve live performer Gabagool, who was unreleased for his future project for that track. Carriage Works has recently reopened with No Show, which exhibits work from 11 artist-run initiatives, or ARIs. The exhibition presents works by early career and underrepresented artists from ARIs across New South Wales, including Bumali Aboriginal Artists Cooperative, First Draft, Parry, Our Neon Foe and Running Dog. Ellen spoke to curator Anna Hanley to find out more.
Anna, thank you so much for joining us today on Carve.
Hello, thank you for having me, Ellen.
So it has been a long time since Carriage Works has had an exhibition on. Why have you named the exhibition No Show?
We have started the year with No Show. Why did I name it No Show? I think the best way to describe it is that we're handing over the space to the 11 ARIs that are on show, and we're stepping back in terms of curatorial or authorship in this way. So that's some of the thinking behind the title, but also the title is a little bit of fun, and I like it. I think it is fun to have titles that are a little bit ambiguous and fun in that way,
a bit
rather
playful
than just being yeah, and you can take it as you want, but literally it's because the ARIs are on show.
Beautiful. And the architects Yusuf Zay and Hart have designed the structure of the exhibition from recyclable materials. What has informed their decision to do this?
The materials, they can be recycled, but they are actually from aisle 51 at Bunnings, basically.
Oh.
So the whole idea was to use to create a structure that was scalable, demountable and recyclable. And the way they did that was to use two very simple products, steel studs and acoustic felt paneling that could be, as we said, recycled for future uses, but also allowed for transparency across the footprint so that it wasn't these boxy forms that were like an art fair. We wanted to make sure that the footprint was transparent and that you could see things from the front to the back and the back to the front, and that it wasn't contained booths that we're used to sometimes.
Beautiful. And in First Draft's program Close Contact, Jazz Money's work, £100,000, features a poem on the gallery floor. What is the meaning behind this installation?
What Jazz has done is respond directly to Carriage Works' history. I think, and she's right in saying that a lot of the history around Carriage Works looks at its industrial history. And Jazz is looking further back than that. And she, when researching about Carriage Works history, found out that it had been sold for £100,000. And her question is, who was it sold to many, many years ago? And so she's looking at its pre-industrial history and using the soil from underneath Carriage Works in the actual installation to further that point.
Wow, that's so cool. I love
it. It is.
That.
It was beautiful to watch her prepare the work. It's done with vinyl, but as everyone describes it, it looks like it's nearly engraved on our ground. So it's a very flat work that looks nearly like a piece of paper. And then she literally paints the dirt. So she throws the dirt onto the text, but then literally painted the text away with a paintbrush. So it was a very methodical, beautiful process to watch it happen.
Sounds amazing. And another artist-led initiative you've included is Studio A, which supports artists with intellectual disabilities. Their program Butterfly Universe features Sky Saxon's work, where she is offering tarot readings to visitors. So what is the importance of including underrepresented artists in large-scale exhibitions?
Underrepresented and emerging artists, that was the whole point of No Show. The way we wanted to do that was to support the organisations that already support these practices and ideas. And these organisations, you've spoken about Studio A and First Draft, which are contrasting organisations. Obviously, Studio A is a social enterprise that, as you said, supports artists working with intellectual disability, but First Draft's one of the oldest artist-led initiatives in Australia. So it was about giving them a platform and giving these and recognizing the role they have in our arts ecology to support these emerging ideas.
And you've also got Parry, which is the newest ARI, I believe.
Kyrie is new. Yeah, it opened in October 2019. It's not the newest, actually. Way Out's the newest, which is a regional Ari, but Pari is one of the newest Aries in the Sydney region.
Wow, that's awesome. Yeah, yeah, you've got a whole scope of different Aries involved, which is excellent. And you've also included the artist-run initiative in Camperdown, Nulp?
We have, yeah.
Which is a conceptual art project called Goodwill Hunting, which sets a different tone for the exhibition. Could you please tell our listeners what their work is commenting on?
So Goodwill Hunting, it was a proposition that led by Mitch Cummings from Nulp. He proposed that the money for the exhibition is used in a certain way, and if the money could not be used in that way, and the reason I encourage people to come and read it because it's a lengthy essay, but a lengthy letter. But if the money couldn't be used in that way, he asked that we display the letter, and also he returned the organisational fee that we gave to all the organisations, which was donated back to Carriage Works. The letter looks at, to summarise quickly, the letter looks at the relationship between art and philanthropy and arts workers and the precarious relationship between arts workers and how they're supported by the industry, and also reflects on the year that was and how that affected many emerging artists who are also arts workers in our industry.
For sure, because a lot of artists have to look into industries like installation or graphic design, and yeah, it's been a really, really tumultuous year for the arts industry. So it's amazing to have this show back up and running and showcase some amazing Aries like Nulp. Yeah, and
yeah, I think that's what casual labour, a lot of arts workers earn their income through casual labour, and that's, I think, what Nulp is also highlighting.
Also, I heard No Show is hosting a bunch of free public programs. What sort of workshops are available for visitors?
One of the ideas when I originally spoke to the Aries was I didn't want a static space. I wanted there to be activity throughout the 3 weeks that No Show is on. And our Neon Faux have two performances at the bookends of the show. Kate Brown was last weekend, and Mark Brown's the final weekend. A Running Dog have writer's residencies throughout, and they also are running poetry workshops that I think are already full. Studio A is working in the space throughout the whole time. And I'm trying to recall, there's other activity, but I think that is the main stuff that's happening. So things are changing constantly in the space.
Really activating Carriage Works again.
It is. Yes, it is. It's not all the way to the bathrooms. First Draft is even presenting a work in the bathrooms by artist Tom Blake.
That's so cool.
Which people miss sometimes, so it's worth going all the way back there to also see that.
Wow, you've really covered all the architecture of Carriage Works, which is awesome.
Literally, yes.
Yeah, literally. And Anna, what inspires your curatorial practice?
That's a good question. I have a lot of my experience predominantly is working with artists to commission new works and developing a project over an extended period of time, which is why I love working at Carriage Works, because that is a lot of what we do here. So this project was very different because it had a short time frame, and I was working with artists, but I was also working with the organisations, and obviously it wasn't that long lead that that happens with. But that's mainly what I, in terms of a way of working, that's the way I like to work curatorially, is in that type of commissioning model.
Beautiful. Anna, thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. Come and see No Show.
Ellen was just speaking with Anna Hanley, curator of No Show, which is currently showing at Carriage Works until the 7th of March. The exhibition is free, and Carriage Works are also offering public programs. Find out more at their website, carriageworks.com.au. Now here are some more tunes by our resident DJ and first ever Carve Live performer, Gabba Ghoul.
In the crowd, questions right here all the way on. Just the mention of your name seems to drive him insane. Girl, do I do what you do when I do my love to you, baby? I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. Yes, I got some candy kisses for your lips. Yes, I got some honeysuckle chocolate dripping kisses full of love for you. My life has been waiting for your love. My arms have been waiting for your love to arrive. My heart has been waiting, my soul anticipating. That will make it to me. If I can do all this, well, just imagine how it's gonna feel when we hug and kiss. Sugar, do I do what you do when I do my love? I do. Slowly.
takes the physical to create the physical. Phase two. The flower blossoms through what seems to be a concrete surface, i.e. greed, racism, insanity, physical and social handicaps. These are the things that mold the flower. Red rose or black rose, no in between. Phase three, the judgment. If it were to fall upon you today, which flower would you be? The red rose or the black? This is the warning.
SER's weekly email newsletter is your guide to everything that's happening at 2SER. It's your chance to win exclusive prizes, links to on-demand highlights, and to find out what's coming up on your favourite radio station. Sign up to 2SER's weekly newsletter now at 2ser.com.
You were just listening to our in-house carve live performer, Gabba Ghoul, who is playing live for you from our Broadway studio. Natalie Caro is a comedian, actor, impressionist, drag king, DJ, singer, dancer, writer, and presenter. It seems that she can just do it all. So it begs the question, why does she still not have a manager? Well, Natalie's one-woman show, Seeking Representation, asks that very question. It plays at the Giant Dwarf for one night only on Friday, the 5th of March. Natalie joins Lockie now.
Natalie Caro, how are you?
Hello, Lockie. How are you?
I'm wonderful.
What's your surname?
My surname?
Yeah.
Pringle.
Oh, that's right. Lockie Pringle. Well, now we're on a first name basis, so we can throw the surnames away.
All right. Natalie, thank you so much for joining me today on Carve.
My pleasure.
Yeah, it's great to have you in here. You're here today to promote your one-woman show that's happening at the Giant Dwarf Theatre.
Yes, next week.
Surrey Hills, next week. One night only.
One night only. Friday. It is an encore, mind you.
Yep, sorry, we should say that.
Encore. The first one sold out.
Yeah. Yeah, there we go.
It did. In November, it sold out.
Yeah, and so the people just demanded more.
They did. I got a standing ovation. I got personal letters saying, "We want it again, Natalie."
Wow. I don't even need to ask you to hype up the show. Standing ovations, personal letters.
It speaks for itself.
Your show is called Seeking Representation, and as we said, it plays at the Giant Dwarf. And based on what I've read about this show, it sounds like it's all about you just selling yourself to agents and managers and casting directors, all that kind of juicy industry stuff. Seeing as the show is about selling yourself, could you just like right now just sell the show?
Sell
to
the
me?
Show.
Why should people come see it?
Why should people come see it?
Why should it's agents basically come see it?
It's a giant showreel. I've put basically all of my talents in one compact little hour. So it's stand up. There's a bit of drag. There's impressions. There is sketch.
Oh damn.
There's some sketch in there. There's some cameos. There's some famous people.
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of famous people? What are we talking?
Famous people like celebrities.
In the show?
Yeah. They're played by me.
Oh, true. What am I talking
but
about?
Also,
I was like,
but also, you have to, there's some sneaky surprises, but you've got to be there to know.
Okay. Okay, well, that's good. Leave it like that. Some sneaky surprises.
Yeah.
Going more about you, Natalie Caro, the comedian / DJ / drag king / other such things. You have so many alter egos, actually.
I have too many.
Yeah. The one that is most prominent, I think, is Papi Chulo. Could you talk about who Papi Chulo is
Papi
for me?
Papi Chulo. Okay, so Papi Chulo is... I am a DJ, but I'm also a drag king, and I decided to have Papi Chulo as like a combined identity for both to ease confusion, but I think it's made things more confusing.
Okay.
Papi Chulo is based off a song that I used to listen to when I was 8 years old, and I would do concerts in my living room for my parents and their friends.
Yeah.
And it's this full, crump, vulgar, like Latino song, and that's just the energy that I've carried into my adulthood.
Okay.
So I do drag as Papi Chulo, but I also DJ as Papi Chulo.
Okay. And for those who are listening to this and aren't, you know, super in the drag king circles, they might think, oh, drag king, that sounds an awful lot like drag queen. Is there any differences apart from the gender swap? Is there any major differences?
No, we're just as good. We're just as funny.
Yeah, cool.
It's incredible. A lot of work goes into it, drag kinging, like instead of a addition. Well, like drag queens, they do a lot of adding things. And then as kings, you kind of have to subtract. So, of course, there's like taping involved.
Oh, right. Okay. I see.
There's like minimizing features.
That is an interesting way to think about
it. Taking away. So it's kind of hard. It is hard to work with this canvas, but
minimalizing.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, wow.
It's like subtracting, but still making it like something worth spectating.
Yeah, cool.
Like, it's a spectacle, but it's not all the show and glamour and glitter. Unless you want to do that stuff and, like, gender fuck.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, cool.
Anything goes.
Anything goes. Coming back to this show.
Yes.
I guess it's sort of autobiographical. It's kind of directly from your perspective about your life.
Mm.
Like, was there a moment that kind of inspired this show? Was there a moment that you said, or was it just about, heck, I got to get a manager.
I got to get a bloody manager.
Yeah, like what inspired the show?
I've been kind of thinking about it for a couple of years, and I'm like, will I, won't I, at a festival, etc. And then the big Mrs. Rona came about, and she came knocking on all our doors. She's needy, that one.
Yeah.
But she, I was just like, I better do this, and what a catchier thing than to just put my whole life on the line and say, guys, I'm looking.
Yeah.
I also grew up like watching those videos on YouTube where people would promote themselves, and they're always like, I'm such and such and I am seeking representation. So hopefully it has the same effect on other people.
Yeah, cool. The show is, as we said, a Giant Dwarf, but after, I think on the same night, after your shows, two queers walk into a bar, is that right?
Yeah.
Is it a double bill or is that just a separate event?
Separate event. Right, but okay. Fun story, when I started the show, that was at Two Queers Walk Into a Bar Festival.
Okay.
So, like, they held a full queer programmed festival in lieu of the Mist, like, comedy festival that we had last year, and that was in November. So, it's a good night. You should go to both.
Yeah, cool. Yeah,
Lots of comedy.
Make an evening of it.
Lots of queer people.
1 hour break in between.
It is Mardi Gras after all.
Exactly. Yeah. Straight back into it.
Exactly.
Yeah, cool. On the ticket page on GiantDwarf.com, I've been looking through it, and I've just noticed that there's an option here where you can pay a special price of only $300 to get a VIP meet and greet. What's involved in that?
Yeah, well, first I want to say the Weasleys are coming to town, and their meet and greet's $200. So $300 is not that much
you
more.
You thought might as well.
It's not that much more. I know
as well
my
just
worth.
Beat them on. That's what this whole show's
that's
about.
What it's about.
It's all about knowing your worth.
Exactly. Yeah. So look, the meet and greet. I mean, there's a limited amount of tickets, but after the show, you can come up and say hello to me. You can probably buy me a drink. I'm happy to answer a question if you want, and I'll sign anything as well.
Wow.
And of course, we take a photo.
Is there a time limit? Or, like, can we just, if I've bought that ticket, could I just, like, hound you for the rest of the night?
It depends how much, if I get sick of it or not.
Okay, cool. Also, I should make note that that's not the only ticket you can buy. Most tickets are going at $20, $25. So don't think, oh, $300.
It is accessible to most.
Yeah.
And there's also a nice little promo code. If you are a person of colour, you can use the code POC.
Oh, cool.
And get in there.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Coming back to that, you are of Colombian and Chilean descent. Yeah, I guess, like, growing up as a mixed race kind of performer, you know, I don't know, your parents' background or whatever growing up, but how has that kind of influenced your comedy and your performance?
I do a lot about family and, like, the code switching that's involved with, like, different languages, Spanish and English, and the cultural differences. Like, a lot of people don't understand growing up. I grew up so quickly because I was the parent of the house and having to do all the tasks. So there's just a lot of funny interactions, and my mum and my dad are great personalities, and I came out to my mum last year for the show.
Wow.
Because I was like, she's got to be a part of my life and watch this unfold.
Yeah.
And it was so special. And she has a large part in the show. So if you guys are mama's peoples or family people, definitely.
Wow.
You'll love it.
That's freaking awesome.
Yeah.
I mean, once again, we said it from the top. Got that standing applause, that standing ovation back in November.
There was demand,
personal requests for more and more. Go check out Seeking Representation, starring the wonderful Natalie Caro. Get your ticks on giantdwarf.com.au, and you can follow Natalie at natty_daddy. _.
The last underscore is really important because there's a man in America. We share the same one. He's a nice guy, but
he's nice
about
he
ain't
it.
Me.
Oh, that's good. Yeah, ain't you.
We follow each other.
Oh, that's cute.
Yeah, we're besties.
That's cute.
Yeah, it is.
Like, I follow all the Lockie Pringles that exist in the world. There's only seven of us.
That's really good.
Yeah, some of them are in Scotland and Canada. So
you guys have a group chat?
We do have a group chat, yeah. You got to do that.
I need to hunt for all the Natalie Caros then.
Yeah, go do it.
Okay.
How many do you reckon there'd be? There'd be more than
when I Google it, there's maybe one on Facebook.
Yeah.
But we need to check who's on Instagram.
Go Instagram. Go LinkedIn.
We're going to go Twitter. We're going to go Snapchat.
YouTube.
TikTok.
There could be famous YouTubers. TikTok.
Absolutely.
All right. Well, beautiful. Thank you, Natalie. Thanks so much, Lockie, for coming in. Can't wait for the show.
Yay.
That was Lockie speaking with Natalie Caro about her one-woman show, Seeking Representation, which plays at the Giant Dwarf Theatre on Friday the 5th of March. Natalie has also asked us to mention that you can get a 2-for-1 ticket for Drag Bingo on Wednesday, March 3, and Natalie's show Seeking Representation on Friday, March 7, for only $30. Up next, we are now joined live by our Carve Live DJ, Gabagool, who has just launched a new Sydney-based independent record label. Delicate Essence Records aims to push high-quality, locally sourced productions with an artisanal approach to the changing music marketplace. Gabagool, welcome to Carve Live.
Thanks so much for having me.
The album cover of Aperitif EP is the most orange, freshest, most delicious Aperol spritz I've ever seen. And listening to you play this morning, I am transported to a spectacular summer day on the water. It's not what we have in Sydney today,
yeah,
but
unfortunately, a bit of a rainy day today,
yeah,
isn't it?
Well, we're here to bring joy to our listeners' ears. What was your intent behind the album? And what are you hoping the listeners feel when they're listening to it?
Well, personally, the album cover itself, as you mentioned, obviously it's an Aperol. It looks delicious, right? So it's not as literal. The idea is for an aperitif, it's a metaphor. It's like something to stimulate the palate before your meal. You know, that's like the definition. So I think what we were thinking was, because it's our first ever release, it's just kind of a taste test, just to like sense what the people are thinking about what we want to release. And that's pretty much the idea for that. And then in terms of what was intended, like the listeners, just good party vibes from a whole different range of eclectic sounds. That's kind of the ethos of the label, I suppose, yeah.
So there is another producer on the album called Layla. So who's Layla and what was it like sharing the EP with them?
Well, Layla's, yeah, he's a really good producer. He's one half of crazy bass music crew called Ilja Swiftmo. We used to live together, so up in Taylor Street near Oxford Street. So, yeah, that was kind of a big production house. We were making a lot of music together at the time. And when I was coming up with the idea for Delicate Essence, he was kind of by my side. So I thought no better way to put someone else on the label to start with me as well. So that's why he jumped on. Layla, yeah. Shout out to Layla.
So you've got separate tracks on there.
Yeah, we got two tracks each, and then there's a remix by Chech. He remixes my track, Conundrums of the Galaxy. And then there's a remix, got me here.
No, it's okay. Yeah. Of one of Layla's tracks,
yeah,
obviously.
Layla's tracks, Manorino. Yeah. It's Palf remix.
Ah, cool.
Yeah.
And you're also known as Rapper Frogman. You're part of a big Sydney rap collective called B-Side. How did you shift from rap to more house? What was that transition like?
I suppose when I started making music like 6 or 7 years ago, just messing around like most people do in the rap scene, just because you can't find your own beats and stuff, so you just got to make tunes to kind of create a sound for yourself. So started doing that, and I always kind of found myself making house tracks as well at the same time, and steadily just building up to the point now where 2020, 2021, where I can actually release the tracks. And the idea of the label is just to create a place where all my mates can just feel that they can always release music, because I got a lot of mates who make music, and yeah, we just have fun doing it. So with B-Side and Frogman, myself, my own solo stuff, and then with Delicate Essence too.
And how do you go about setting up a label? Like, what's involved in that?
Well, it's really lucky, because these days, like, the entrances to the marketplace are so easy, because, you know, you can create your own Bandcamp really quickly. All you have to do is get all your assets together in terms of your marketing, how you want to market your idea, your logo, your bio, all that sort of stuff. It's really easy to do that yourself these days. Luckily, I did a bit of uni with this sort of stuff as well, so I kind of had a bit of a leg up in that regard. I mean, some people do it just off the cuff, but it's just easier these days to do it. So
yeah, you got the skills.
Yeah.
Yeah, awesome.
Something like that, yeah.
But I do see sort of in your album, like your track titles and in your rap as well, wordplay is a really big part of your practice. So for people listening, I'll clarify that Delicate Essence isn't spelt like where you would buy like cold cuts or fresh produce. It's two words, delicate and essence. And then there's a third element, which is Gabagool, your name on the album. And that's, of course, the preferred food of Tony Soprano from The Sopranos. So there's this whole food motif coming through and wordplay. What do you think about that?
Wordplay, obviously, being an MC, like, you know, it's one of your most creative expressions to try and play with the English language in every way you can. That's obviously something that I love doing with my rap music. But then also, you know, just I love food. I love drinking delicious drinks. I love cold cuts. I love Tony Soprano. I love all that stuff. So I thought, you know, it's just a cool way once I realized Delicate Essence, it was a cool sound. I love going to the Delicatessen personally. shout out to Lamia in Marrickville. And Gabagool, yeah, same thing. Like, I love, it's like literally the most delicious type of meat in the world. Shout out to Gabagool. And yeah, it's salty, delicious, and yeah, it just works with the whole label, with the whole style.
Yeah, well, I only heard that Gabagool, I only know it from The Sopranos. So
well,
what is Gabagool?
Slang. It's a slang for capicola. So coppa or capicola, which is a type of salami, kind of type of pork cut. And Gabagool is like the Italian slang word for it.
Right. Like a little snack, a little bit of Gabagool.
Yeah, a little bit of Gabagool. Right. That's what the music's about, just getting a little snack.
Little snack, yeah.
I'm the snack king after all.
You are the snack king.
I do like snacks.
And so in that essence, I suppose you're right. So this is the taste of what's to come.
Exactly.
That's cool. So what's next for Delicate Essence? You're obviously going to get people, you know, release new albums, that type of thing?
Yeah, exactly. At the moment, we've got I'm working towards releasing a very, like a compilation album where I'm basically getting some artists from Sydney, some artists from Melbourne, some artists overseas as well. And we're doing, it's going to be called Seasonal Produce. And,
awesome.
Yeah, so just keeping in with the theme. And, so the song you heard earlier that I played before was a track that's going to be on that called Ode to Andras. And, it's just pretty much just creating that same marketplace where I got all my friends doing stuff. And, yeah, it's fun times.
Awesome. Are you going to be performing anywhere that
so with COVID,
can catch you? Yeah.
Yeah, with COVID, it's a real, like, I don't want to play a show where there's, like, for the label launch where there's 30 people on the dance floor. I kind of see it as a real time for everyone to kind of get together and have a fun time when we do the launch. So I'm going to keep waiting until whatever it takes, if it's the seasonal produce launch, or if it's, I've got another Gabagool release and we're doing some other stuff with some other artists. So it's going to be happening. It's going to be in the. I'll let you know when it does, and you can squawk it on the show for sure.
Yeah, awesome. Thank you so much for joining us, Gabagool, live in the studio today. Gabagool is the first of many performers, artists, and creatives to take on the Carve Airways. If you're interested in joining us live on a Saturday morning, email me at sallymackenzielewis@gmail.com or send at Carve2SER a DM. And that's Carve finished for another week. I hope you enjoyed the show. I'd like to say a big thank you to Gabagool for performing tracks from his new album, Aperitif EP, throughout today's program. I don't know about you guys, but I am ready to hit a dance floor tonight, even if there are only 30 people there. I'll be dancing. As always, we'll add links and more information about all the stories covered on Carve today on our website, 2ser.com/carve-arts. I'll leave with you with some more tracks from our live performance. Gabagool, happy Saturday. Thank you.
muso mangante galotike lauma. Ngante muso mangante binafiki muso ma.